Joining me live over the phone this morning is Nathan Anderson, the Senior Director of Public Affairs for Union Pacific Railroad, giving us a call today. Nathan, good morning. How are you today?
I'm fantastic, Duke. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Really appreciate your time and a chance to catch up with Union Pacific, of course, with the announcement of Big Boy and the big tour that's going on with the stop in Kemmer, and also a lot of other items happening with Union Pacific across Southwest Wyoming. I think right out of the gate, we better start with Big Boy number 4014 and this locomotive tour. Tell us about what's happening here and how awesome this is that it's taking place.
Well, first of all, thanks for the opportunity to come in on and talk about some of the great things Union Pacific is doing in Wyoming. And certainly the tour of the Big Boy this summer is a fantastic opportunity. We went west out of Cheyenne, where the Big Boy lives, and headed into Utah, Nevada, and California, and the train's on its way back. We're going to head into Ogden, Utah this weekend, and then come up into Kemmer and other places in Southwest Wyoming, and we're looking forward to greeting fans and hanging out with our neighbors in as the train comes through. You know, it's a pretty cool event, just because you're talking about the largest steam locomotive in the world, and there's a lot of history there, and there's a lot of passion, and we're excited to come and share that part of our history, Wyoming history, with our friends and neighbors there in Kemmer and surrounding area.
So going to be in Kemmer on July 23rd, 11:45 to 12:30. You talk about the history and what this train has seen, being built clear back in the 1940s. Kemmer's a coal town. It's a railroad town. It's got that tradition feel of what you think of when you think of those old locomotives. And for those that maybe aren't too familiar with what Big Boy is, give us more history on it and what this was used for in its prime.
Yeah, so these locomotives, the Big Boy units, there were 25 of them built in the, like you said, in the 1940s. This is before the advent of diesels. These are 100% steam powered. Boil the water and create torque. And they were designed to go over the mountains between Ogden and into the plains of Wyoming, and then also kind of from Laramie over into Cheyenne over those mountains. And these were designed they were workhorses. They were designed to pull heavy loads of freight across those mountain ranges. And when you talk about this kind of machinery, you know, it's hard to explain unless you've seen it, but it's almost like they're alive. They are spitting steam. They are sweating grease. They are just they are crunching, and they are they're torquing. And you when you see these locomotives in action, the Big Boy specifically, you get this impression that this is like a living, breathing machine. And it is very cool to see all of the different technology. It's very different than the diesel locomotives that you see every day running around our network, but it's a fascinating technology. And as you think about the history, being about 150 years old of railroading in the United States, 160, you're talking about some serious technological growth to today. And this is just a snapshot of one of the most fascinating pieces of machinery that we ever put on our network.
Again, going to be stopping in Kemmer July 23rd. It will be at the Union Pacific Yard office in Kemmer from 11:45 to 12:30 on that day, July 23rd. Again, Nathan, maybe again, you mentioned this is still a big working piece of machinery. What are the safety kind of protocols as people go to watch this machine?
Appreciate you bringing that up. Safety is our paramount concern with everything that we do at the railroad. First and foremost, we invite our fans to come and enjoy seeing the Big Boy as it comes in. 25 feet is the magic number. We want to stay 25 feet at minimum away from anything that's moving, stay away from our rail network, away from the tracks. You know, you can't get a great picture right up against the tracks. You can't get a good view of what's going on right up against the tracks. And frankly, it's very dangerous. So we want to keep people 25 feet away. So when you think about what is 25 feet, if you're 5 feet tall, that's five of you. If you're 6'3", that's four of you. If you're a basketball hoop, it's two and a half of you, right? So just it's 25 feet, a little taller, a little longer distance than you might think. Stay back, stay safe. We want to have a great event, and you know, folks that want to get pictures, there's great places to do that. Just stay off the tracks. Tracks are for trains, not for folks.
Nathan Anderson, Senior Director of Public Affairs for Union Pacific. And again, Big Boy coming to Kemmer July 23rd, 11:45 a.m. to 12:30 at the Union Pacific Yard office in Kemmer. Nathan, while we have you, let's talk about what else Union Pacific is doing. It's we look back at the history of Big Boy, but I mean, it's such a big part of the Southwest Wyoming economy. Give us an update or maybe a snapshot on Union Pacific's commitment and what they're doing in Southwest Wyoming.
Great question. We are, you probably have noticed we've got some tie projects going on. When we say tie projects, we're going to replace ties that are in the railroad. We do that on a regular basis. You know, we're going to spend somewhere in the neighborhood of $3.4 billion system wide on our capital plan. About $2 billion of that is going to go into capital infrastructure replacement in Wyoming. We're looking, last year we spent about $90 million, a little over $90 million. And in the last 10 years, we've spent about $330 million. In the last 5 years, we spent about $330 million in Wyoming on improving our infrastructure, making it safe, making it efficient, making it resilient. So projects like those, the tie replacements, we'll pull out old ties, replace them with new ones, and then we have a vendor, a contractor that takes those and gets rid of them. Those are the kinds of projects. You know, we operate a 32,000 mile outdoor factory, right? So weather impacts us, and things like water flow, heat, cold, all those things expand, contract, impact the yard or impact the ground underneath the rails. And as a result, we constantly need to be making updates and upgrades to the infrastructure to keep it safe, to keep it efficient, to keep it resilient.
Absolutely. Nathan, how about the engineering programs that are offered through Union Pacific and what's available there?
Yeah. Are you asking me about the work that we're doing, or are you asking me about jobs in engineering? When you say engineering, you're talking about operating locomotives, you're talking about infrastructure?
Operating locomotives, that one.
Okay, so that's a great question. We have engineers that operate the locomotives. We have engineers that do the infrastructure work, right? Different kinds of engineers. We are constantly training and promoting folks into our operating ranks. If people are interested in jobs, the best place to go looking for that is up.jobs.jobs. There's all kinds of information about jobs that are available for Union Pacific. It's a great career opportunity. It's a unique career opportunity. Kind of a job that is different. You're not always working on a given shift. There's pros and cons to that. Also, you get to see some amazing parts of the country. You get to be involved in the base level of the economy and moving goods, whether it's, you know, coal out of Wyoming, whether it's petrochemicals in the Gulf Coast, whether it's lumber and steel out of the western states. There's all kinds of things that we're hauling every day that make America work, right? Our slogan is Building America, and we really are. We're bringing the components and the materials and the products that let everybody live their lives, whether it's your house, whether it's your iPad, whether it's your clothes. Those are the kinds of things that we're building or we're bringing to your town and to states all across the country.
Nathan Anderson, Senior Director of Public Affairs for Union Pacific Railroad. Nathan, appreciate your time. Really appreciate your insight and comments. I know you're aware and we're just learning. I do want to touch on this. Again, a safety message. We're just kind of finding out about what happened, a very unfortunate incident in Cokeville yesterday on a railroad. Maybe give us some safety reminders, if you would, when it comes to railroad safety.
Yeah, Duke, terrible tragedy. I don't have a whole lot of information other than to say I know there was an incident in Cokeville. We're still investigating the specifics. From a safety standpoint, I can't emphasize enough the importance of, you know, look, listen, obey the traffic signs that are posted, and make sure that when you're crossing a railroad track that you are the track is clear, that there's not a train approaching. We don't want to see anybody get hurt. We want everyone to go home safe every day.
And another reminder, the Big Boy Locomotive will be in Kemmer July 23rd from 11:45 to 12:30. Nathan, appreciate your time. Thank you so much today.
Thank you. Look forward to seeing you in Kemmer.
It's all part of the Weekday Wake-Up on SVI Radio.